The opening up of nearly 30 European countries to Chinese tour groups unlocks whole new vistas for the narrow but growing slice of the population with the disposable incomes to take advantage of it. And the Chinese media have been packed with information whetting people's appetites and warning of the possible snags. The TV cameras have followed local travelers as they sample a Venetian gondola ride. They've shown people how to carry their bags so they won't be pickpocketed. They've told people they'll have to pay several times more for their can of Coca-Cola than in China. And they've featured Chinese restaurant managers in Europe, reassuring them that they'll be able to find their hometown food. The country's already seen a boom in cheap travel to Southeast Asia. It's hard to characterize the cultural effects, although easier to tally the vital economic impact on China's neighbors. Now it'll be the turn of Europeans to come into increasing contact with yet another facet of China's international presence, albeit through the distorting mirror that mass tourism so often seems to provide.